Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Pausanmore Animal Shelter Director Amber Talbot about how they're helping the community during the COVID-19 pandemic. With the COVID-19 pandemic, what are some of the steps that Pausanmore is taking to keep the community safe and staff safe?
One of the ways that we have been working hard to keep our staff, the community, and our animals safe is by decreasing the amount of animals that we have in care at the shelter. Since February, we have been working hard on foster homes and really helping empower people to adopt. And we can provide pet food. We've been able to secure funding to waive some adoption fees. Whatever barriers people are facing to adoption or fostering, we just really want to help talk out those issues so that we can get pets into homes, because decreasing the amount of animals in care at the shelter is going to in turn make our staff safer, and we can decrease the amount of staff that have to be exposed to each other daily, and also preparing for the future, because we're not sure what's going to happen and how many animals may need to come in that have been exposed to the virus with their owners.
And if people encounter a stray animal, what should they be doing at this time?
We want them to still call us, and then we will work through, you know, what steps should be taken that best suit that animal situation. You know, a lot of times if these are community adult cats that are healthy, that appear to be in not imminent danger, we are going to ask to have you guys just help us and feed those animals, and we'll provide the pet food and we'll keep those cats where they are. If it's a stray dog, right now we do have a pretty overwhelming community response. We're so fortunate that our community really has stepped up and helped foster dogs and adopted our dogs. So we currently don't have any dogs at the shelter. So if it's a stray dog, we can absolutely still assist and get those guys in and then get them right out the door into foster care or adoption. And so in litters of kittens, if it's a mom with nursing babies or you find a litter of babies, there are some steps that we can work through you as well with you as well to determine if that mother cat is coming back or not. And if not, we do still have foster placement for our nursing moms and unweaned kittens. So the major thing, I think, is helping mitigate the community cats and kind of keeping those guys where they are if they're safe currently, and we'll provide food for those.
You mentioned that at this time there are no dogs in the shelter. Are there still cats that need homes?
There are. We have about 12 cats that are currently available and awaiting for foster care or adoption that we would love to see in homes over the next couple weeks, especially as times get difficult. You know, again, none of us really know what's going to happen, and we just want to be prepared and know that animals are with families and not alone at the shelter for any extended period of time. With just one, you know, minimal staff there daily to take care of them. So we have 12 adoptable kitties that are on our website. We'll be promoting them tomorrow on Facebook. They'll be visible. We have videos for all of our cats as well as their photos and their descriptions.
And again, you've mentioned providing food. Do you see when people are in financial issues, financial stress, more animals come to the shelter because people find it hard to provide for their animals?
Absolutely, and now more than ever. And we really wanted to share with the community to please call us. We are also extremely fortunate to have received quite a few donations from various businesses, and Nestle Purina has provided significant amounts of pet food for us, for the shelter animals, and also to help the community. So if us providing pet food to you is going to be able to keep your pet in your home with you, please reach out to us. We can provide you with and even other supplies that we may have available. So please don't hesitate to call us. We still want to be a resource for our community, and we want our community to know that we're there to help them through this difficult time, even while we may be limiting admissions. I think we can still work together and do that very safely and effectively for the community and pet owners and keep pets in home.
And at a time with great stress, I know I find comfort in spending some time with my dogs.
Yes, absolutely. And I think during this difficult time is why we have seen such an overwhelming response and support from the community. People are thinking, well, you know, I'm sitting at home. Why not foster a dog right now or adopt a cat or, you know, potentially adopt that dog as well? So it really is a great time to consider helping us out. And foster care is something where it's not of any expense to the person. You're just helping us provide care for that animal and not having it at the shelter during this time. It still remains up for adoption, and hopefully it can get a permanent home if the foster family does not decide to adopt.
And what is the best phone number for people to use to contact you to sign up as a foster family or if they need help with pet food?
They can call the direct line at the shelter. We are no longer answering the phone daily. However, we are checking messages throughout the day. So we are saying, you know, allow us at least 24 hours to get back to you. But the phone number at the shelter is 319-653-6713. And or you can visit our website, which has all the information. The foster forms and applications are all on our website, able to be downloaded and filled out directly online. So you don't have to print them out and scan them if you don't have a printer at home. You can fill them out right online. So we made it easy. And our website is WashingtonPawsAndMore1978@gmail.com.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Director of Paws and More, Amber Talbot. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.